Welcome to Maseches Bava Metzia, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches, Chapter 2, Mishnah 8. The Mishnah begins, Matzah Svarim, if a person finds holy writings, Koyer Benachas L'Shloshim Yoyim, he can read from them once in 30 days. In the times of the Mishnah, they had parchment rolls or scrolls, that's what people used. And if you would leave them tightly bound for more than 30 days, they could start to stick, they could start to mold. Therefore, a person should open them up once every 30 days. And once he does, he's allowed to read from that particular sefer, even though it's not his. Many of the other course, if he doesn't know how to read, Golan, so at least he rolls them from the beginning until the end, once every 30 days, so they should stay intact. Even when he has permission to learn from them, so let's say he's a learned person and he's opening it once in 30 days, but if it's the first time he's learning that particular sugya, that particular concept, he's not allowed to. Why is that? Because he's going to have to dwell on that one spot until he gains clarity, and that area could become rubbed out. So therefore, he doesn't have a right to do that. Similarly, when he's opening it once in 30 days and he wants to read from it, which is within his purview, nevertheless, he can't learn it with Chavrusa with somebody else because this guy's going to pull it this direction, that's going to pull it that direction, it's going to get torn and rubbed out. Matzakso, so if a person finds a garment, Minara, then he airs it out, Achas L'Shloshim Yom, he shakes it out from the dust once every 30 days, but not more than that. V'shoit Chalatzarka, similarly, he could hang it out to air out, as long as it's for the benefit of the actual object itself. But let's say it's a pashmina, it's a beautiful woven pashmina that could also double as a tapestry. Avalei l'chavayta, you're not allowed to use that to make yourself look more prestigious and to show people, wow, look, this is mine. What happens, says the Mishnah, klei chesed v'chalei nechash, if you find silver or copper vessels, mishtamish ben l'tzarkan, then he could use them because they need to be taken out and brought into the air periodically. So it's to its benefit if he uses it. Avalei l'shachkan, but he cannot use it in a particular utilitarian usage that will somehow make it become more rubbed out, or it will taint it, or whatever will happen to it. The Gemara explains that if it's silver vessels, then a person could use it just with cold liquids, but he can't use it with hot liquids. If it's copper, then he could also use it with hot liquids, but he can't put it directly on a fire because that ruins it. Klei zavu klei zchuchus, if a person finds gold or he finds glass, those don't rust. He shouldn't touch them until Eliyahu HaNavi comes. It means if he doesn't find the owner, he should hold them around until Eliyahu HaNavi comes and then hopefully directs them to the rightful owner. Matzasaka kupa, if a person finds a very large basket or a big burlap sack, or something that this particular fellow, let's say he's a great rabbi, he's a prestigious person, and it's not l'fi chvayda, it doesn't behoove him to walk around carrying a big wicker basket. If it was his own, he wouldn't pick it up anyways. The halacha is, he does not have to pick it up, even though normally there's an obligation to pick up a lost object that you find. And more than that, there's a negative command, there's a lav of leisucha lehis alim, of not hiding your eyes and pretending you didn't see it and not picking it up, so you have to pick it up. However, the Gemara derives from the words vehis alamta, that you should hide yourself, the pe'amim sha'ata mis'alim. Sometimes a person is permitted to look aside and pretend he didn't see it. And what's that? Zakein vein lechvayda, a prestigious person, and it's not according to his level of honor, it's not prestigious enough for him to pick something up like that. The halacha is he does not have to pick it up and he could leave it where it is. Wishing you an amazing day and a wonderful upcoming week.